When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2231, Communication, Standing Strong in Your Own World, by Kelly Sampson, with altris.co.nz, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hello, and welcome to another bonus Sunday episode, where I share an article from one of the other podcasts in our network that I think will add some value for you here. Today's post comes from Optimal Relationships Daily, where articles covering marriage, dating, friendship, and more are read to you every day. So with that, here's Greg with the post and his commentary as we optimize your life.
Communication, Standing Strong in Your Own World, by Kelly Sampson with altris.co.nz. Communication, there's no escaping it. It's the main way we connect with everyone. But how do you stand strong in your own world while respecting others? Even not speaking is actually sending a message. How often have you said something only to be met by a raised eyebrow, grin, frown, or laughter? We all have our own natural style of communicating. You may not be aware of it. You may be more aware of the style of other people's communication rather than your own. You may even think that you are a naturally amazing communicator, and any misunderstandings are due to the other person, obviously. I thought my style of communication was in this category, until I began to notice some not-so-healthy recurring patterns with my interactions and their effects. Luckily, some honest feedback gave me a moment of glaring illumination, and the motivation that I needed to tune up the way I communicate. As you're hearing this, you can probably think of someone's communication style that you appreciate, and someone's that you feel a clash with. You'll recognize the usual suspects. You have Mr./Mrs./Miss Aggressive. We all know this one. Not physically aggressive, but verbally, they can be a steamroller. My way or the highway. Often, it's not even the words that are said. The tone alone can make it very clear that this is not an open, even, democratic conversation. This is enough for you to feel that your opinion is not needed or valued. Often, this suspect sounds loud, sometimes even angry, controlling, stressed, self-important, intense, domineering, and strong. The aggressive communicator justifies his behavior by saying that he gets things moving, ignites action, and gets results, which are all positive things overall. The cost is often the connection with the people who feel flattened in their path. People on the receiving end regularly feel dominated, undervalued, and hurt. In a nutshell, the aggressive communicator only wants to focus on his or her goals and can be unaware or insensitive to the needs and wants of others. You also have Mr. and Mrs. Passive. Mr. and Mrs. Passive also goes by the name Mr. and Mrs. Nice, and everyone likes them. Again, we all know someone like this. They're the friendly, caring souls that sacrifice their seat so you can have theirs, forego their plans because yours sound better. This suspect often sounds and appears soft, quiet, small, obliging, nice, and polite. Nothing is a bother. They're here to please others, and people like that. Until one more burden is taken on, one more sacrifice is made, all the time outwardly smiling, but inwardly disappointed and increasingly angry. Then, Mr. and Mrs. Passive are transformed into a martyr. It's hard to view Mr. and Mrs. Passive as anything but good, but in the context of constructive conversation, being passive is not helpful. Often, Mr. and Mrs. Passive won't put forward their views or give honest feedback. The costs are that others are frustrated by the lack of authentic and open conversation. Others feel they always have to make the decisions, since Mr. and Mrs. Passive just agree and won't cast the deciding vote when it is needed and would be valued. The benefits may seem that Mr. and Mrs. Passive keep the peace, and on the surface, people are happy, but the costs are their needs are not valued, and resentment builds and bubbles under the surface. And, finally, you have Mr./Mrs./Miss Assertive. Mr. and Mrs. Assertive are a rare breed, not often witnessed, but when they are, you see and hear someone who is confident, balanced, assured, respected, and calm. In contrast to Mr. Aggressive, who does not care about the views of others, and Mrs. Passive, who sacrifices her own views, Mr. and Mrs. Assertive stand strong in their own world. They respect their own views, ideas, and goals, and also those of others. They are confident in saying no, or that doesn't work for me. That's okay, you do your thing and I'll do mine. Mr. and Mrs. Assertive know what they are comfortable with and are self-assured enough to communicate this in an even adult manner that leaves them feeling heard, understood, and respected, even if they don't receive the answer they wanted. There's no escaping communication, and we all have our natural style, and that style will vary with each situation we're in. Often you'll see and hear someone who is assertive at work, but passive with their family. The good news is we can all learn to be assertive in every situation, and when you do, it's valued, and you will feel better for it. Being aware of your communication style and its costs is the first step. By being open to developing your communication style, you will achieve the outcomes you want, whilst maintaining the harmonious and effective connections with your spouse, family, friends, and colleagues. You just listened to the post titled, Communication, Standing Strong in Your Own World, by Kelly Sampson with altris.co.nz.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Really great distinctions made by Kelly today in this awesome post. I love how she pointed out at the end that we can have different communication styles around different people. This is great not only because it reminds us of the variations we're capable of having, but because it helps us dissect our relationships and why we bring the sides of ourselves to each one that we do. And when we do this, we can draw on skills we have in other relationships, understand what they are, and bring them to other relationships that we might like to change. For example, drawing assertive qualities and bringing them to your relationships in which you might be a bit more passive. And you also have the advantage of considering why you might behave in certain ways with some people, but different ways with others, leading to the discovery of more underlying factors in the relationship that would otherwise be hard to identify. So all in all, this post is highly valuable for those who want to bring different versions of themselves to any number of their relationships. And this is something that most of us could stand to do in different degrees. And that is going to bring us to the end for today, folks. I really hope this post helped you reflect a bit on how you communicate and why you may communicate in those ways with certain people. It certainly was a good one for me personally. And as you'd expect, I will be back with you tomorrow for more relationship content, where your optimal life awaits.